Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Hello!
Corby!
Hello! Hey, Claudia, how are you?
Corby!
Oh, Claudia.
What's up?
Not much, man. Not much. Just kicking ass.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
Yes, you are.
So, we're going to lead with one of our own.
Mm-hmm.
An incestuous tweet, if you will, from one Justin Monty Montemayor.
Is it a King of Justin? Queens reference?
It's not all he tweets about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or talks about. He asks, is it wrong to hire a dog walker to walk with your elderly parents every day?
That's a King of Queens reference.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh.
I have no idea.
This guy's ruining our show every day.
What is he doing?
Yeah.
I guess I hadn't seen that episode.
Okay. Yeah. We get.
No more KOQ.
A fun time for the disabled.
We get him out
that's
of the church,
awesome.
But it can't leak into Birdhouse.
That's
yes, that's
awesome.
King of Queens.
What are we doing?
It's actually a good question, though.
No, it's not.
I'm
going to
choke him out tomorrow morning.
You have an elderly parent and you're...
They need walking.
Right. You got stuff going on. You can't make it over there every day.
Stop answering his King of Queens tweet.
It's a legit question, though, especially if you've had elderly parents. You're like, can you guys get out of this house and go somewhere, do something, quit watching Fox News all day?
I won't have that problem with my parents.
Well, he hired
it's
Holly.
Coming.
No, not the
back end. Not the Fox News part.
I was to say, no, that's the one thing I don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. Yes, King of Queens. What U.S. spring break destination is the most overrated? Well, you guys said you didn't do spring break.
No.
And I only know what I know, like Padre and Panama City, the stuff that we would see on TV when we were kids.
Those are the two that come to my mind.
Right. I think they're all ridiculously overrated. Like, they're literally meant for 18 and 19 and 20 year olds.
Yeah, 18 to 22.
I mean, I can tell you.
Yeah. And if you're older than that, then it's going to be overrated because it's so crowded.
I even think by the time you turn 21, you're like, I can't do it anymore.
I don't know. I think 21, you're just
in your prime.
Yeah, you're down. Because I probably would have been down if I had the opportunity to go. I just, none of my friends went out of town for spring break, like Galveston or Padre or Florida, nothing.
It was
nothing.
Again, it wasn't
a
money
fun,
thing.
No.
It was dirt cheap to go.
That's
I mean,
great.
You could have gone down there for 5 days and literally spent $150.
Yeah, I bet.
Like dirt cheap.
Yeah.
And you were already down there. You were south.
Yeah, I wasn't that far away from South Padre. It didn't take that long to go.
So what, did you drive back home spring break or did you stay in school?
Both. A couple of years I came back up and then sometimes I just stayed there. I don't know. It wasn't my thing. I never saw. I didn't want to be. Again, I didn't drink at the time. And so that has a lot to do with it. I know that is hard to believe, but I did not drink in college.
Well, the one thing I wasn't going to do was stay in Commerce for spring break.
No. No. Wait, why didn't you drink? Was it a God thing?
Yeah, more of a religious. I was really involved in the Baptist student ministries and all that. And the people I hung out with, we didn't do that. It just wasn't a thing. And then I woke up one day, I was like, why am I doing this?
Can you imagine that version?
No, I can't.
Like, at all.
I mean, to be fair, when I turned 21, I did have a margarita. So, to say I didn't drink at all. I mean, I didn't, like, drink. I would have a margarita or something like that.
I'm trying to remember when it clicked for me. It was sometime in college. It was probably, is it before 21? Because I wasn't a regular drinker. Even when I turned 21, I remember the exact date I went to the liquor store because I wanted to get carded and I didn't. And I was mad that I didn't get carded. But yeah, it just wasn't, I probably didn't start until, I didn't start drinking until I got married.
Yeah.
And now, 30 years later.
Like people like Tyler who don't really drink or Ham who doesn't drink. Ham takes two sips of a whiskey.
Yeah.
And he's hammered.
He's
and
like,
passes
so
out.
Drunk.
Yeah. And throwing up and all that stuff. Like I under, because I know them as that person who doesn't drink,
right.
It's no big deal. I don't really care. But for you, it's so weird. It's so weird.
It is weird.
And
that
also,
doesn't make sense.
To think about it from the from the perspective of that is like the time, the wheelhouse, like, oh, let's go, you know.
Yeah. And I just was not into it at all.
You're making up for lost time now.
Man, tried to on Saturday.
Boy, this guy says, I didn't get to sow my wild oats, as he puts in quotes, when he was younger. He's 45 now. Could he go down to Padre to get chicks?
No. Jesus.
I mean, he could if he wanted to. But he would stand out so badly. You have to.
How would you talk to him?
No, you have to go somewhere else.
You know what, though?
So, TikTok, huh?
Has Bill Belichick opened up the door for all these old people? Like, I mean.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if he's opened up the door. It's probably been going on for a long time. There's always the older guy that's down in spring break.
Not
area.
Like Bill Belichick, though.
Right, right.
No, that's 75.
That is drastic. Or like,
No. I'm not saying
doesn't
that.
Doesn't De Niro and Pacino have stuff like that kind of going on as well?
But if you think about it, if you're 18 to 22, you think someone that's 30 is pretty
old.
Damn old.
Old.
So now, there has to be some 30-year-old that's going down to Padre or Galveston or something for spring break thinking they're going to pick up chicks. So that's the, you know, that's the range. Not anyone that's 45.
But you can't go down into a cesspool of where everyone, 99.9% of the people are between the ages of 18 and 21 and be 55 and be like,
no,
hey, what's up now?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Just the gray hair sticking out.
Hey, guys.
You're in a Speedo just walking down the beach.
God, that'd be a good sitcom, though. That'd be a good King of Queens episode.
Probably is.
Yeah.
If Justin actually tweets again,
I feel like you'd be
that'll
miserable.
Probably be it.
You'd be there for 2 minutes and be like, oh,
yeah, what the hell am I doing? And
oh
then
my
you
God.
Go
you'd
to,
see the traffic going across the bridge, you'd be like, yeah, I'm good.
And then you go turn to around. You go to Branson.
Right. I've had enough of this.
Get some chicks your own speed.
Every year for the rest of your life, you get an all expense paid luxury 2-week vacation to somewhere you have not been. But you have to have Norm as your roommate, same room, and travel guide for the entire trip, as well as another 2 weeks a year he lives with you.
Yeah, I could do that. That's easy.
But he's with you for the 2 weeks of the trip?
That's fine. He's my travel guide. Let's do this.
I don't think he'd want to do what I want to do, so.
But then he's your roommate.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think I'd probably have to pass. I don't want to take a 2-week trip anyway.
Well, count me in, and without hesitation. And then you have to live with me for a couple of weeks. Yeah, let's do this.
Norm could live with me, no
Man,
doubt.
We would talk so much sports.
But I could not vacation with him. And
why?
Him, I couldn't do
because
it.
Even if he's falling asleep, you can go out and kick it and do whatever you want.
That's true.
I don't think he'd want a vacation with me.
You guys have dinner reservations at 4:15.
So when he goes on these big African vacations, is he in bed by 6 o'clock?
No way.
In the tent?
No,
in the
there's
Sarah
no way.
In the tent?
I would probably say no, not on vacation.
Because when we go, like when we would go, when he was here working at training camp and things like that, he would go to the team dinner, right? Like, which we would have on Sunday or Monday.
Yeah.
And then you really wouldn't see him.
Oh, I would drop him off at the room after the show.
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't see him. And he'll, as he's walking out, he'll go, see you tomorrow, bud.
And it's California, so I'm 10:30 in the morning.
It's 10:30.
Little different now.
See you tomorrow, bud.
10:30 a.m.
Yep.
And he would eat
a little different
Subway sandwiches and stuff like that.
Stop and get him something to eat, and he's in for the night. So
10:30 a.m. He's in all day.
Man,
I would have no hesitation.
Yeah,
going on vacation with Norm for 2 weeks.
Well,
and
how many
him living with me for 2 weeks?
How many times do you think Gordon has done that? Where he's back California time at 8:30 a.m.
That's true,
and he never
you
leaves the
him.
Room.
You don't
right.
see him ever either. So yeah.
To each his own.
Unless you see him randomly walking around exploring somewhere. But yeah.
Oof.
So would you do it?
No. No.
Because of the trip. It's like you couldn't go to Sweden with Norm.
No.
The living thing isn't.
I couldn't
the
do the same
thing.
Room.
Why?
I couldn't live in a tiny room with Norm in Europe. I couldn't
do it.
I could not
I'm
do
too
it.
Particular.
Dude, I can barely do that with my wife. Where I'm like, when are you going to go on another vacation somewhere else?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, do they have a king-size bed? Let's go.
Daughter says that tacos and hot dogs are both sandwiches. I disagree. Thoughts? They're not sandwich.
A taco's not a sandwich.
Neither's a hot dog. A sandwich has to have bread that is flat or French or baguette. It can't be a bun. And it can't be a tortilla.
Yeah, it's not. A taco's not a sandwich. A hot dog at least has a better argument. But I would agree, it's not a sandwich.
Not at all. Do you guys agree? Sandwiches have to be, the bread makes the sandwich.
Right.
It's not the inside.
It's two slices of bread. A bun is one bun.
Yes.
What if you accidentally tear it, but you still use the same bun? And now you can't hold it regularly because it may fall apart, so you kind of have to hold it like a sandwich.
What are we doing with, like, a French baguette, which is just a big hot dog bun?
Well, I said baguette is acceptable, but that's not a hot dog
bun. You've been served.
Not like a baguette.
I'm on vacation the next 2 days, so I'll see you guys next Monday.
Not like a baguette that you buy to eat with spaghetti. It's got to be, like, thicker or more rounded or something like that, right?
I'm with you.
Okay.
Any bread that you can tear.
You
can't make a sandwich. Like a pita is kind of the same. It's like a pouch that you can shove stuff in.
That's a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. But although it's not two pieces.
It's not two pieces. It's a pouch.
But it's still, I know, that's the outlier. That's the outlier for sure. As I saw Tracy Morgan throwing up on TV the other night, I wondered if you guys thought the same thing. Is Tracy Morgan the most overrated comedian of all time?
Man, I don't think so. When he was on SNL in the right sketches, he was pretty hilarious.
I've seen him in a couple of other things that he's really good. But he's basically just doing the same
thing. He's Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, he is.
But I don't think there's any difference between like him and like Jack Black or Zach Galifianakis. Yeah, they kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, that.
But it works.
Yeah. But you would put those two way before Tracy Morgan, though, right? As far as comedy styles or your comedic likings.
Like, Jack Black, for sure.
I think Matt's right. In certain situations, a couple of skits on Saturday Night Live, he was in the movie Top 5. I thought he was really good. He was good in 30 Rock.
He
was great on Martin as Hustle Man. He was fantastic.
Yeah, I don't think he's overrated. I think he's awkwardly funny.
Now,
and there's a place in the world for that. Like, I've never incredibly
seen,
awkward.
Does he do stand-up at all? I've never seen stand-up,
dude,
so I don't know.
Remember the legend of the Bones big joke or whatever?
Right.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't there at that time.
Okay, so our old 93.3, which I don't even know what it is now, but whatever it is.
It's WBAP.
Oh, that's right. Whatever. That's right. The guy said
that. It's The Verge.
Oh, we have a live listen-in on 93.3 right now.
But back in the day, they were The Bone, which Donovan worked at, and it was like hard rock and all that stuff. Not hard rock, classic rock. But they had a concert, a comedy show at Starplex, and it was called The Bone's Big Joke. And apparently Tracy Morgan, did he close the show? Because it was legendary short and legendary awful, from what I heard from the people that were there.
Yeah, I don't remember the circumstances because I thought I heard one comedian that went before Tracy Morgan was maybe should have been the finale, and then you bring him out and it wasn't. I can't remember the story though. I know Dan was all about this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He was all about that that event. I just don't remember.
This guy watched a Super Bowl from the hangar bay of an aircraft carrier. What's the craziest place you've watched a sporting event from?
The hangar bay of an aircraft carrier. I don't know. I guess on an airplane, just watching something flying back or wherever you are.
I don't know if I have any crazy places.
I don't either. I mean, I've watched important games like at sports books in Vegas, but that's not weird.
No, that's not weird at all.
That's normal. That's what you do. I don't think I've watched.
I mean, I've been at weddings where I've watched something on my phone because they had the wedding on the wrong time.
Yeah, I've been crowded around like a 6-inch black and white TV before, back in the day, watching stuff with people. People used to bring those little TVs like out on the golf course and stuff.
Yeah,
I watched the Tyson fight at a movie theater.
Okay,
That was awesome.
Man, I bet that was cool.
My dad used to go watch all those Ali fights at Closed Circuit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
My dad took me. I can't remember the place, though. I can't remember where we went, but we did
like,
watch
it. Like, what do? You pay $25 to get in there?
Yeah. Closed Circuit.
And everyone's in there just smoking cigars and cigarettes. Yeah. I know.
I'm trying to remember what fight it was. I think it was the Larry Holmes fight where my dad took me. We went to watch it Closed Circuit. All right, Corby, thank you so much. Thank you, P-Wans. That's the Birdhouse for this week.